Good morning and welcome to Lagos Talks 91.3. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. As we like to say, if you want to keep money, raise money, then hey, listen to the show. It's Everyday Money Matters, and you know it's a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions are merely opinions of our guests. For your financial business related matters, do contact your financial advisor. Now that we have that out of the way, please send in your questions to 0809-191-3913. I'll repeat quickly, that's 0809-191-3913. Also do try 0809-222-0913. That's 0809-222-0913. Also, finally, there's 0809-234-5913. That's 0809-234-5913. As usual, we have our expert in the building, ladies and gentlemen, the money man himself, looking fly on a Wednesday morning, Ugo Dre Obichukwu. Good morning.
Morning. Hello, Lagos.
Hey,
where are you still looking fly? I like to say I look fly, but yes. You know.
I understand. Let me rephrase. Looking epic this morning. Flyers it just doesn't cut it. If you see the suits, see the blazer, see the color coordination. Oh my God. I want to just throw money at
Lagos,
you.
Lagos, just in case you didn't know, Sadiq is a PR extraordinaire.
All you have to do is
he has a lot
online.
Of side hustles.
We're broadcasting
one
this
of
live,
them
aren't
is, we? It's PR. Yeah. So you just go to Instagram live at Naira Metrics and then see what he's saying is the truth or not, because he seems to frame me up a whole lot. I don't know why he's doing
framing.
That.
What I'm telling
he's
is the truth.
He's trying to frame me up.
In fact, if you see it,
up.
Where's my money? I need to stone you with it. Right, welcome to Everyday Money Matters. Anything happening in the world of business that we should know about?
Nothing really much. I think the economy, things have just been stalling, right?
Okay.
Like, everybody's just waiting for President Buhari to announce
cabinet because, policies.
Yeah, like where are we going to in the next 4 years? And why is it taking so long? It's like one full month already gone since he was sworn in and we don't have ministers.
Even in Lagos State, it seems like everyone's lagging behind.
It's true. Lagos State as well. We haven't really heard announcements of coming. I think there's a lot of negotiations going on, lobbying here and there to decide who to appoint. But politicians, hurry up. We are waiting.
Yes.
We want to know what's happening.
The
people
world.
Are like, you know, worried about the trajectory of the economy. You talk to businessmen, you talk to investors. Nobody really knows for sure where the direction of the economy is going to head to, right? Yeah, so people are complaining. Nobody's sure. You don't know whether they're going to increase taxes or reduce taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know whether interest rates are going to go down or go up. It's like,
So
anyway,
even what the central bank has said, I mean, he came out, that's Godwin Emefiele, talking about a five-year plan, I believe.
Five-year plan. He wants to recapitalize banks.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, he was somewhere in the UK yesterday.
Oh.
I was reading the story on Naira Metrics this morning, and he was talking about, he kind of lashed out at banks, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was saying banks should lend people a lot more money.
Because
banks typically don't even bother. Banks just invest the money in treasury bills, banks.
True.
And then he's like, look, banks have to lend money to the private sector, and he's going to come up with a regulation now that will stop banks from investing in treasury bills.
Treasury bills.
So basically forcing banks. And it's something he said. He said, like, look, he rather would have banks, you know, give 50 million naira loan to 1 million people, to
and
a million
as
people,
opposed
or something
to
like that.
50
businesses.
To one person.
Yeah, then give 3 billion to one obligor, whatever that means. Yeah, so that's what he wants. And then he also said something about exchange rate. Yeah, we asked him about exchange rate, if he's going to devalue the naira anytime soon. He's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen except oil price goes down, which, of course, we all know.
Yes,
like, if oil price goes down and, you know, maybe we are not producing as much crude as we should, and external reserves go down, then that could happen, right? There's something else though.
What's going on?
As we did on Naira Metrics as well, the joint tax board, right? So they came up with this unified TIN.
That's for a cut
businessman. You're a small business guy and you haven't heard about this, you better go check it out.
See
the way BVN basically just revolutionized everything in banking. That's
this
what
is
this
the
is
equivalent.
So the whole idea around the joint TIN, that's tax identification number, is that as a company with with your TIN, anybody can find you. So yeah, so like the states and the federal government now use that one code, right? So they know that, you know, for example, if you have a branch in Kaduna and you're not paying your taxes,
yeah, they will find you.
They will just check.
Find you, I'll find you.
Where you are,
your office.
Yeah, so it's huge. It's probably going to drive up tax revenue for the government because
which is good.
But one thing is like, let's just know how to use that money, right? Yeah,
point,
so
we
want to hold them more accountable. So, but it should drive up tax revenue. And
okay, and there's nothing wrong with paying taxes. Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a push. I mean, some people might find it inconvenient, but like you said,
but you got to pay taxes.
For growth.
And then it's the half year. Like,
yeah, so
first half of the year is gone already. I mean, like, in general, we're here talking about it. We're like, what are we going to do this year? Like,
imagine.
How much money have you made this year?
In fact, I
call us and tell us. Are you a plus or a minus?
I'm ashamed.
Are you plus or minus?
I'm not where I plan to be.
First half of the year.
Yeah.
Plus or minus. Rentable is not taking off. You know, I told you guys that rentable will never take off.
No,
it's 1 year already and we're still on rentable.
The problem.
The boo is renting him.
No, you see, the problem is too many people have taken that idea and they are using it.
Oh, yeah, please.
I keep getting sent pictures and videos.
Is renting
of all over
you
the country.
Right now.
People are renting husbands in China, renting them here and there. You see, it's a global idea, I'm telling you.
But it's gone already. What have you done? Like, this year, has it been for you? I mean, like, what has been your struggles?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say has been your high points the first half of the year? What would you say has been, like, you know, lowest points, lessons learned, challenges? Call in and let us know.
I'd love
nice
to hear
know about that.
Definitely, definitely. Let's go to the format. I do apologize. I actually saw that one ringing a while ago. Do call back. I remind you, the number is 0809-234-5913. Let's go to some questions we already have. This is from Faye, not sure if it's male or female. It says, hi, a cousin of mine has 500,000 naira to invest. And then Ugodre smiles. He says, what and where do you think he should invest in? Mm-hmm. Yes, your kind of people.
500,000 naira.
500,000.
That's a good start.
Yeah, but it's okay, so that's, this is just a bulk sum. We're not thinking it's every month or let's just say a bulk
it's
sum.
A good start. So you want to start a safe, I think.
Okay.
So start safe and start to build a culture of investing.
Okay.
So you want to start with simple as maybe treasury bills, right?
Okay.
Of course, it depends on your
risk aversion,
your investment horizon, whether you want to. You're really becoming a pro. You want to take my seat?
Yeah, very soon, very soon. I just need to buy the outfits first. Now, that might take a lot longer.
Anyway, so you got to start with treasury bills, right?
Yes,
I
safe.
Think you should start with safe investment or FGN. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a short-term, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year kind of investment where you just slash that money, you want to do treasury bills, and that's fine. If you're looking for 1 month investment, you can do fixed deposits with a bank. The interest rates might not be that much, but remember, you're just trying to cultivate that habit,
of investment and saving.
Of saving that money and trying to put it away somewhere.
Mm.
And you got a call?
Oh, we have plenty. Let's just try. Hope this works. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from, sir?
My name is Leonard.
Leonard, good to hear from you. So do you have a question for the money man this morning?
In the issue of, if you have to think of taxing Nigerians further, you know, alongside with planning how to do Uga and all that, you see, there are two separate things. There are two parallel lines that cannot meet.
Okay, so your question is about taxation?
Taxation.
What's the question?
You know, we are now. People are in penury. People are impoverished. You farmers are not allowed to do their work. You get money to make your taxation.
So
all the things are holistically.
Okay, so
you don't talk of one and leaving the other.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. I didn't really hear the question in there, though.
Well, I guess it was a comment. He's basically saying that, look, as government is trying to increase taxes, like things are very hard for people right now, or government is trying to drive tax revenue, that, you know, things are tough for people. So, I mean, you got to consider that people don't even have enough money to even
isn't that
you want to take the little that they have, you know.
Yeah, but if we're talking about a holistic taxation, you know, just like it's done in other countries, it's not like it's going to be the same tax bill for everyone. Obviously, the more money you have, the more you're going to pay.
Bottom line for a lot of businesses are like, look, regardless, things are so tough. Like, yeah. I'm basically struggling to keep up, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you expect to pay tax? Government is saying like tax is actually paid like at the end in arrears. So, you know, so you would have taken out all your expenses,
all your profits.
And all of that, yeah. And whatever is left is what you know, the tax, basically.
All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Hello, good morning. Oops, I do apologize. Sorry about that. Keep the questions coming in. All right, I'll try this one. Hello? Sorry. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Sadiq.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Adiola.
Adiola. Do you have a question for the money man this morning?
Yes,
All right, go ahead.
You and Ugo, you have to save me. I want to buy a property next door to mine.
Okay. Big boy.
Yeah, stop talking to my friend like that.
Big boy.
I'm looking for 8 million.
Okay.
I'm ready to borrow. I'm ready to do anything because I know it's a hot property and I'm going to make money from it.
Oh, some resale value. Is that what you're thinking about? Resale?
I'm going to use it. I'm going to, you know, put up something on it, rent out shops and all that.
Ah, nice. So you're looking at how to get that amount of money to shore up what you do have.
So you want
to
try a loan? Are you looking at, you know, in the direction of a loan? Or
Exactly.
Okay. Listen up. Yeah. Let's hear what Roger has to say.
Or a grant, anything.
And what's the timeline here? Mm-hmm. What timeline are you looking at?
A month is fine.
All right.
Listen up. Interesting.
All right. So you're my kind of guy. You know? That's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
Sharp guy. Property beside the house. Want to scoop it up like fast.
So
some people can buy and just want to flip it.
True.
Or you want to you know, put an investment there.
Put structure.
But it's a little bit dicey for you, though. Why do I say that? See, if I hear you right, you want to buy it so that you can
rent out, or
build it up a bit so that you can maybe build up shops around it and you can rent out. So what it means is that apart from the 8 million that you need, you're gonna need a bit more capital to build up.
Yes,
right. So 8 million is probably gonna help you make up the value of the asset, and then you have to do it up as much. So you're looking at a little more investment. So if you take out a bridge loan, which is the 1 month loan you want to take, so you take out a bridge. I guess how you finance is take out a bridge, and then rally around within the next 2-3 months to look for money to pay back that loan.
Okay.
Because if they got an 8 million loan now, they're probably going to charge you like 20% per annum. So 20% on 8 million is 1.6 million already. So you have like 9.6.
Yeah.
You know, maximum that you probably have to pay back. Yeah, pay back if you hold it for a year. So if you say, okay, look, 6 months max, I'm going to hold this loan. So it's just 800K extra you're going to pay, and you get the 8 million.
Yeah.
So where do you go to get this money?
That's the question.
A lot depends on your credit and depends on the kind of inflow that you get. So if you got a very good job, you got money coming into your account, you work in a company that is recognizable, there's some banks you go to, especially the top 5 banks, they won't even blink. They would give you
a personal loan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you don't go asking for a car loan or a house loan or stuff like that. They don't even want to hear it.
The reason
they're not interested in all that grammar.
It's just the money.
Just ask for a personal loan.
Okay.
You can also go to some microfinance banks. A lot of them are very aggressive. So they might not want to give you as much as 8 million.
Okay.
The few of them out there, can't just mention name on
they're not paying,
so you can't do that. Anyway, so microfinance banks, you see a lot of the adverts out there, aggressive ones. I've mentioned a few of them on my Twitter handle. If you try them out, they can give you loans, and they're quite fast. Within like a week, they can process the process is like that fast. Some don't give as much as 8 million, some give as much as 5 million, so some might give like 3-4. What you might look at is interest rates are quite high. Most of them are like 5% per month.
So it's higher than going to the bank.
Yeah, it's higher than going to the bank, but it's easier to get. Okay. With the bank, you need to write long letter. You need to provide. So if you go to the bank, that house, they might put it up as a collateral and things like that.
Oh, okay.
If you tell them it's a mortgage, but if you got a good job, that's enough security for you
to actually secure.
So the banks are not going to ask you for any collateral or whatever. They're just letter from your company or your salary account with them. That's enough security for them, and then they can give it to you. Okay. But if you go to microfinance banks, they're faster. Banks are fast too, though. But microfinance banks are much faster.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a job that is say recognizable
regularly.
And like a company that is maybe earning what you say the corporation,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So you want to try microfinance bank? Try two or three, uh-huh, right? So they can give you combine and they just give it to you. But bro, interest rates are killing. So you gotta find a way to repay this loan within 6 months, or else when you rack up too much cost on that property, it now doesn't make any sense again.
Yeah.
Except maybe you think you can flip it. At a higher value.
Yeah.
But good move, though. Good move.
I like that. Right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hello. I do apologize. Anyways, let's take this question because we have many. This says, and this is from Timmy Tayo. And Timmy Tayo says, good morning, sir. Reading through the Sanusi Lamido prediction of bankruptcy, what is the possible effect on this, on the populace in general, and how would it affect us all?
Oh, yeah. So on the first question, though, so I said you can do treasury bills, right? So if you're starting slowly and then you can move into FGN saving bonds if you want to get 2-3 years, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to be, you know, go into risky business, you want to try cryptocurrency, bitcoins are going back up now, right?
Yes, you mentioned that.
You want to try cryptocurrency, but please, you got to read about it. You got to understand how it works. Know the ropes very, very well.
Yes.
Don't just dabble into it. Mm-hmm. You can lose money if you dabble into it. So understand how it works. You can try forex trading as well. Some people do it, but that is even a lot more advanced. So you have to like have computers, you have to
do all these things and learn
how it works. That's very important. So those are the kind of investment. In the stock market, my darling, stock market is not doing too well now. So not sure that's where you want to go to, right? So at the moment, so let's just start with treasury bills and then let's tell me how that goes. I mean, send me a message and tell me how that goes after like 3 months and then we can try something else.
Yeah.
Now for the bankruptcy one.
Yes.
So what exactly is Sanusi saying? What he's saying is nothing new. He's basically saying that, so the government for some years now, in fact, since 2015, 2016, the revenue that Nigeria gets is half of, you know, what it typically budgets for.
Okay.
Right. We don't get as much as we budget for these days. Now, to make matters worse, so the government relies on loans, right?
Yes.
So because it relies on loans, it has to pay debt service.
Yes.
So debt service as a ratio or as a percentage of government revenue is over 60%. So think about it. If you earn $100, 60 bucks goes to paying debt.
What do you have?
So, when the government was borrowing that money, they said that they were going to earn $200. So, $200 and you're paying $60, still kind of okay.
But if you're earning,
but then you're not really earning that $200. It's just a budget. What actually comes in is $100. So, and that is in business climes, it sounds like bankruptcy because you don't have cash anymore. But I mean, government hardly goes bankrupt, except you're Venezuela, by the way. So I mean, it's gonna be difficult for you to go bankrupt. So what is gonna lead you to bankruptcy? It's gonna be very, very
so
tough.
It's something we should be wary of but not too worried about.
Yeah, worry about it because if government can meet up with loans and government is struggling, then it means the government can't provide basic services. If they can't provide basic amenities, then it means your cost of doing business goes up. It means inflation goes up. It means whatever money that you earn can't really come in as much as you want it to come in. You're wherever you work, they can't pay you salaries. You know, so you start to have a lot of issues. It has a ripple effect, basically. Oh, yeah. That's basically what I'm trying to say. So it's not something that you can just see happen immediately, but it's got a ripple
effect. But it's something we should actually take into consideration.
And it's kind of sensational, though, the headline. Yeah,
kind of attention-seeking. Yeah, so nothing major.
Nothing we haven't heard. Since the last thing for
impending, so to to speak. It's just a general concern. Yeah, I mean, like,
it's going to be a while to get Nigeria bankrupt, but it's possible. It's possible. I mean, Venezuela is there, so I mean.
Well, that's a completely different discussion. Right, we'll take more questions. We have them on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and more. But the EMM will continue right after this. That's right. Welcome back to Lagos Talks 91.3. Welcome back to Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. And as you know, yes, send your questions in and do call into the show. We have questions in here already. So many. We have this one here from Ruth Ayobo. And she's saying, good morning. I've tried doing treasury bills. I started with 100K, but they refused to answer me on the mainland. Wait, but I guess everywhere.
On the main, why don't you try the island?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I don't know who refused though, but maybe yeah. It's the way you approach. So you got to go to the bank and tell them you want to buy treasury bills. So they're going to offer you treasury bills from the secondary market. You probably won't even know whether it's secondary or primary market, right? So you just tell them you want to buy treasury bills and they will sell you a discounted treasury bill. So that's treasury bills that's, you know, in the secondary market.
Okay.
So all you should just look at are the rates. That's what should interest you.
That's the main thing.
What exactly is the rate that you're getting? So if the rate is anywhere between, higher than 10%, then I think it's okay.
It's
right?
A good deal.
Yeah, it's not bad because for the primary market, the rates are slightly higher, but you can't just go to the primary market.
Obviously, because of the
like
amount.
Because of the amount. So if you're going to go to the primary market, you have to go at a time where they actually have, sales, TB sales, right? And TB sales is usually every 2 weeks, every fortnight. So if you go in, there are no TB sales, they're going to tell you they don't have. So you got to buy secondary market. So so that's how I work. But most banks won't reject you, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Or maybe she went to the wrong bank.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you didn't go to somebody
a microfinance.
Like a Sadiq bank.
Hey. Anything with my name must work out well. Please. Amen. Right. This is from Oladejo. And he says, good morning. Please, I have between 20 million and 50 million, which investment, I think he's trying to say, is best to put the money in for 1 year with good returns. I'm thinking of fixed deposits of 9 to 12%. Please help. So he has 50 to 20 million, which he wants to invest for 1 year.
My
so
guy,
of course. In fact, what I have this funny feeling is all your friends.
My man,
is enough for you? Tell us,
man. When am I going to be this way? Like,
I think I made a mistake. I think that's 20,000 and 50. I'm joking. It's 20 million and 50 million.
Damn, man. You are the man.
Yeah, what's there? If it's 20,000,
you know, like, you know the sweet thing about having 50 million and investing 50 million? Like, if you have 50 million and you invest 50 million, I won't work for anybody, man.
Are you serious? Really?
Work. I'm like, 50 million, just put it in a fixed deposit
and be collecting.
Even
salary.
At 10%, that's 5M upfront. You just chill. You don't have to manage yourself. You can leave
Okay,
on
but
that.
That's upfront for the year.
Yeah, for the year, you know what I mean? So simply treasury bills, fixed deposit is also good.
Yeah.
I mean, fixed deposit with a very sound bank, not bad.
Okay, but is he going to get that 9 to 12% for fixed deposit though?
You can get, because there are some banks that are willing to give you that. If you have that kind of money, they can offer you that kind of yield. Yeah, they can offer you that kind of yield. I mean, even though you can also get it in treasury bills if you get a good rate, you can get it there. I remember that thing I talked about CBN saying banks are going to be investing.
So
if that happens, that could basically drive up rates.
Oh yeah, so interest rates
because demand has banks are actually providing a lot of demand, so demand has been snuffed out basically, and
so
if that happens, then rates could go up because it means not a lot of people involved, except maybe the CBN also reduces how much it borrows from the market. So
interesting.
It's not a bad proposition. So good man.
Good
just
to do.
Go for it. You got a fair idea of what you want to do with your cash. Go for it.
Right.
Oh gosh, when am I gonna have that kind of money?
Ah, beggar, it's a lie. Look at the way I dress. You have plenty.
Is it by you dress the way you want to be addressed?
It's okay. I stole you with the money. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Oh, I do apologize. Hello. Good morning. Hello. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening with the phone lines. But anyways, we have run out of time. Sadly. So please tell the people how they get in contact with you. How did they reach you after the show?
All right, guys. So remember, I represent Nairametrics. So,
yes,
I mean, if you want to reach out to them, www.nairametrics.com.
Yes.
If you got questions, reach out to them via their WhatsApp channel.
Yep.
What's the WhatsApp number again?
You yes, have it here? Tell us.
By the way, so it's at Nairametrics on Twitter.
Yes.
At Nairametrics on Facebook. Jeez. At Nairametrics on Instagram. And by the way, you can stream our podcast as well.
Ah, exactly.
Yeah, so nairametrics.com/podcast. Or yes, you can actually try it on SoundCloud. SoundCloud/Nairametrics. Yeah,
nice.
We've got an account there. So just follow and you can get all
wow,
the podcasts.
Wow, so even previous shows,
yeah,
previous
ones,
questions.
Yeah, yeah, it's on SoundCloud.
Correct.
Phone number 0805-104-0390.
Nice.
0805-104-0390.
Beautiful.
0805-104-0390. Send in your questions there.
Yeah.
You never know. We might treat it on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I can see you're following me to Struggle Coffee, Abby. No problem.
Exactly.
We'll see next week.
The coffee wars have begun. Thank you so much for listening to Everyday Money Matters.